I had young kids and I had to support them and I had to make sure that they had what they needed. It took a while for me to get to a point, you know, I was working 2 to 3 different jobs around their lives for a long time. So every year I give myself a challenge, and in 2010 I wrote a business plan. And I took it around to several people and they said it was the most complete business plan they'd ever seen. My financials, I had them down for 2 years, all the way down to how much salt I would need in the parking lot for an Ohio winter. They were like, you have to do this, you have to really think about maybe doing this. And never thought about having my own restaurant in my life before that. So I started looking at other buildings downtown just to see what was out there, and found the Wimpy. Jumped, took it on, and I quit my job and put everything I had into rebuilding that little dive. It was great because it's a kind of like a compilation of all the skills I picked up. I had learned when I was in theater how to build things. So I built all my own tables with my cousin. I did all the interior design myself. Did almost all the work myself. From day one, I sort of was just telling the story on Facebook. And by the time we opened, we had 1,300 fans and we hadn't even, you know, sold a single sandwich yet. As we were building, we had hundreds of people stop by and tell us their story of Wimpy's. And, or, you know, my grandma used to bring me here if I was good when we went to Reich's, and she would take me to Wimpy's for a 25-cent hamburger afterward if I was good. And, you know, just all these people from GM who met their wives there and got married because they met their wives there, and now they come and spend their anniversaries with us. We kept the outside exactly the same. We had to fight for that. They wanted us to take the Wimpy signs down, so we had to go to appeal for that, and we ended up winning. And a lot of people think it's crazy that I keep the Wimpy sign up, but once you take the signs down, nobody remembers which building was which anymore. And almost everybody in this area, if they've lived here for any time, knows where the Wimpy is. You either really like what we're doing or you don't get it. Yes, we're more expensive. Yes, the portions are smaller, but we pay anywhere from 20 to 50% more to buy local. We have our own 800 square foot garden that we do a lot of the basics from as well. So, you know, the staff will call me and say, we need radishes, and I'll run in and they're still warm and have dirt on them from the garden. We don't have a microwave. We don't have a can opener. Everything's absolutely handmade from scratch, from whole vegetables and fruit. The farmers are tons of fun. The only way I can get fresh chickens every week is to meet my chicken farmer in a parking lot because he can't come all the way to Dayton. I order the hit on Monday. Tuesday, they get taken out. I have them on ice by 5 o'clock. But so there's lots of fun little stories that happen. You know, our honeybee guy got completely taken out by a hive the other day and came in, and there were bees everywhere because they had gotten in the car with him. And so we're trying to load our honey and we're dealing with bees everywhere. And, you know, you're just like, nobody, you know, you can't get this ordering from a Cisco truck. You just can't. There's no story value there. You know, my children are at this age now where they can join me in these kind of things. They're 14 and 17 now, so my daughter buses at Olive. We can kind of do these things together. And it just felt like I had gotten to this point where I felt confident enough to say, okay, this is a good time. It's a good time for me. It's a good time for them. And if it's not going to be now, I don't know exactly when it's going to be. So just kind of took that leap of faith that the timing was right and everything kind of came together. Really, if you're going to go out, I mean, how many businesses have started downtown, you know, in this recession? It's a good time to do it. I always compare life to surfing, you know what your limits are, know what your skills are, but just hang on.